Alvern here from the Success Unscrambled podcast. Does Bill Gates' college dropout example present any hopes, dreams, or lessons for anyone who is feeling like dropping out of college this year? In fact, what are the statistics of college dropout success? While I don't have those statistics to hand, try as I may, I searched high and low. There was a study carried out on over 11,000 US leaders, and it was found that 94% of them attended college, while a remarkable 50% of them attended elite schools. As you can imagine, when you compare it to the population of people living in the US, which is around 325 million, with over 214 million of those who are working adults, I was a bit curious to find out how many of the remaining 213,988,260 consider themselves unsuccessful. I know. Scientifically speaking, 11,000 people that were surveyed represents a good quadrant of the population. But is it sufficient really to prove that college dropouts are generally not successful? So when you compare it to 213 million working adults, the number 11,000 does not sound like a fair representation of the population in the grand scheme of things. But here's the thing. Should success be measured against one person's accomplishment? Should we all be used or measured against Bill Gates and his accomplishments? Is he the ultimate pinnacle from which everyone else should be measured? Let's spend some time looking at the history, or the story even, of Bill Gates as a college dropout. He entered Harvard in the year 1973, and 2 years later, he dropped out of college to set up what we now know as Microsoft Corporation. And he did this with a childhood friend called Paul Allen. He said that staying in school is a good thing, even though he dropped out. And the only reason why he dropped out, he said, is that he did not want to miss out on the personal computer revolution. So yeah, you could probably think he has an excuse. What about the next revolution? Who's the next person to drop out and take advantage of the next revolution? In a 2017 article, Bill Gates said that the 45.2% dropout rate of college out of college was tragic. And he even goes on to said that without more graduates, the country will face a shortage of skilled workers and fewer low-income families will get the opportunity to lift themselves out of poverty. He is not the only successful person who's dropped out of college or even school. There are 10 other well-known entrepreneurs who are, in fact, college dropouts, and they continue to defy the odds. Let's look at them for a second. So you have Michael Dell, obviously the founder of Dell. Julian Assange, WikiLeaks founder. We've got Steve Jobs, Apple founder. Yvonne Williams, who's a founder or co-founder even of Twitter. Mark Zuckerberg, who's a founder of Facebook. Larry Ellison, who founded Oracle. Jan Kroom, who's a WhatsApp founder. John McKee, Whole Foods founder. And Travis Kalanick, Uber founder. So it wasn't just an accident. We have all these people who dropped out of school, and only 10 of them compared to a population of over 300 million. That's a drop in the bucket. or even less. So as you can see, you have the founders of Apple, Uber, Whole Foods, Dell, Twitter, all college dropouts. So maybe let's look at an example of one of the college dropouts specifically. Steve Jobs. He dropped out of college at a tender age of 19, and he went on in 1976 to build his first commercial product in his parents' garage. And he did this with a co-founder, and the co-founder's name is Steve Wozniak. The product that he built was called the Apple One. When he dropped out of college, he continued to attend college classes, and one of the classes he attended was called a calligraphy class, which he credited as the inspiration for what is known as the beautiful typography on the Mac. As I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I can say thanks to both Steves. Because of you, I'm able to record podcasts on a Mac. Thanks to you guys. Interestingly, in a speech at the Stanford commencement address, Steve Jobs advised the graduates, and I quote, "Do what you love. Have the courage to follow your heart and intuition. They somehow already know what you truly want to become." So is that the secret to Steve Jobs' success? Is that the secret to those who have already dropped out of college? They followed their heart and their intuition. Steve Jobs went on to be the co-founder of Pixar after falling off with Apple in 1985. And when he later reconciled with Apple in 1996, he went on to make Apple an absolute huge success. So what can we learn from this story? College does not make a man or a person. It didn't make Steve Jobs. It didn't make Bill Gates. But it contributed to their success in some small way. So when you look at college dropout or high school dropout alternative paths, what do they look like? I would encourage anyone considering dropping out of high school or college to stay there for as long as you possibly can. But there are some key skills that you actually learn or acquire from these institutions. For me personally, I have 2 degrees, and I'm thankful for them because I learned a lot about what I did not like about college. Not that I hated it in any way, it was fun. In fact, when I was in college, I had no idea what I wanted to do. I finally found my passion, but there wasn't a college course at a time when I attended college that even addressed my passion. If you're not sure what your passion is yet, then it's okay. You've got loads of time to decide. The surprising fact is that you need to know what you love in order for you to be happy or in a happy place where you're fulfilling your purpose and even serving the world with your talent. Many people continue to believe that college is hard. I can tell you for a fact that finding your passion and finding your purpose in life is even more difficult than you can ever imagine compared to college. Some people are lucky in that they have it all figured out when they're a teenager. Others don't find or fulfill their purpose until their late 40s, 50s, or 60s. So, how does one go about finding their passion and purpose in life? Most people have a small idea or even a faint idea of what lights their fire, but they're not sure about the specifics. For example, I knew I was interested in technology for many years, but as to exactly what in technology, I hadn't a clue. It wasn't until 10 years had passed before I knew I had a genuine interest in digital marketing. I know what you're thinking. Digital marketing is so broad, and it absolutely is. Bear with me. I'm still on my journey. It is so exciting to finally understand my passion, and I will invite you to do the same. Here are some things that can help you on your journey to finding your passion and purpose. First to begin with, find a mentor. I knew. I was there as well. It took me forever to figure out how do I go about finding my mentor. But I'll explain in a bit. You can also join a free webinar. Join a starting a business program. You can sign up for a short course. You can attend a conference. Or you can even do something like starting a blog. These are the things that I did to help me narrow my focus. I now have between 3 and 4 mentors in different areas of digital marketing, and I'm hoping to hire another 3 or 4. The vast majority of skills that I acquired from digital marketing, I learned outside of college and informally via webinars and courses. So how do you go about finding this wonderful mentor? Well, if you are at a stage in your life where you have no idea about how to go about finding a mentor, then I'll guide you through that path. I spent several years looking for a mentor, and the reality is they were all right there under my nose. Everyone's path to success is different. So in most cases, a single mentor is not necessarily sufficient for you to either start or continue your journey. The first step is finding the right mentor. For this part of the journey is knowing what you're passionate about right now at this very moment. So take a few seconds and think of all the things that you've seen in the last few weeks, months, years. It can range from skydiving to ziplining to traveling the world to pottery to art and craft to podcasting to blogging. Think of all the things that you've seen. What would you like to get trained on first? Because the best way to find out if that's your passion or not is to roll up your sleeves and get involved. What are you most curious about today, this week, this month? If you're interested in learning something, chances are you'll go on a journey. In other words, if you're absolutely curious, you'll spend the time getting to know more about it. For example, when I first started to learn how to create my own website, I just needed to get that done. I couldn't care less what I needed to do because I just wanted to know, okay, how do I create my own website? If you know anything about digital marketing, you know that learning to create a website is not necessarily one of the things that you would need to do, but I just needed to do it for myself. And you know what? It is only after I created my first website that I realized that I was more interested in the marketing aspect of it. So, like I said, it's a journey, it's a path, and you can decide what elements will help you to take the next step or move to the next stepping stone on that path to success. So where do you find a mentor? The best places to find them, believe it or not, is online. You need to start networking, joining groups, specific interest groups. I did try several sites, like for example, themuse.com, before I finally found my first good mentor. You can waste hundreds of thousands of dollars trying to find a mentor, or you can start really small. Take a little recommendation from me. I've left a few links in the show notes. Here is a list of my favorite coaches. So it's a short list. I have obviously a lot more I can recommend. If you're interested in becoming a writer, and before I continue, I have to tell you, many years ago, I hated writing. Now I've fallen in love with it. I can't believe that I'm such a good writer. And it probably was inside of me all the time, but maybe I was too lazy. Maybe I couldn't see the benefit in it. And it's part of my passion. So, although I mentioned, if you're interested in becoming a writer, if someone told me this 10 years ago, I'd tell them, no way am I interested in becoming a writer. But if you are interested in becoming a writer genuinely, you're good at English and grammar and copywriting, for example, but you have no idea where to start, I would recommend Eleanor Kane's course. I left a link in the show notes. You can go over to her site, and she has a really nice course there where she teaches you how to become a freelance writer. It means that you don't necessarily have to, you know, work a 9-to-5 job. You can do writing on the side as a side hustle or become a digital nomad. If you want to start a blog, you can take advantage of my Start a Blog 10-Day Challenge. I've left a link in the show notes. If you're interested in generating traffic to your blog, for example, you can take advantage of the Pinterest course for beginners that I've left also in the show notes. And if you are interested in becoming a paid marketer, so for example, getting your hands dirty with paid ads, and you want to become a paid ads guru where you run campaigns for customers on places like Facebook, for example, then you can check out the free webinar link that I've left in the show notes where you can become this digital marketing guru in 12 months or less. If you are a mother and you have kids and you just want to become a stay-at-home mom, you can take a look at the cool course that I've left a link in the show notes there and how you can become a virtual assistant. None of these courses, not a single one, requires that you have a high school certificate or college degree. Yay! Good news. But they do offer you the opportunity for anyone who has a passion for learning and implementing what they've learned, and they teach you how what you need to do to become successful. So what are the 5 key Bill Gates lessons, college dropout lessons that I learned from these guys? So if you look at the example of Bill Gates and Steve Jobs, none of them was given their success on a silver platter. It took them many years, heartaches, falling outs, and hard work to become successful. Here are the 5 key lessons that I learned. If you drop out of college, fine, no problem. But make sure you find an alternative path. You can speed up the rate of your success if you'd go it with a if you go down that path with a business partner. Waiting for success to show up at your front door just wouldn't happen. 4, get to know who you are and what makes you tick. Because it's all about you. I could never become, you know, a geeky programmer. Probably I can, I just don't know. But I needed to know who I am, what I really enjoy. Because I've tried many different things. And what I've discovered is some certain things I like and certain things that just wouldn't work with me or work for me. So find out about you, who you are. Take a personal development course first. And 5, the 5th and final lesson is always be learning. There are many paths that lead to success, and it is up to you to develop yourself personally by finding a coach and investing in yourself. If you are at that point where you're just looking for some motivation to help you get on that path to find out who you are and find out what makes you tick, I've included some of my motivational resources in the show notes. So if you need to motivate yourself to start the journey, or if you're already on the journey and you need something to light your fire and continue down that journey, here are 5 resources that I recommend, or books. 1, The Traveler's Gift. If you've never really read it before, do take your time and have a read. 2nd on the list is The 5-Hour Workweek by Jim Ferriss. 3rd, it's Rising Time by Kim Kiyosaki. 4th on the list is The One Thing by Jerry, I can't remember his last name, but just search in Google for The One Thing, or you can take a look at the link in the show notes. A Purpose-Driven Life is 5, and 6 is The Promise of a Pencil. So it is really, really important to not let society dictate the path you should take in order for you to become successful. Everyone should not need to gain the life that they always dreamed of by having to a college degree or having to go to school. Or I can give you a lot of other parts that people say, oh, you have to, you know, go to school, get a college degree, do a master's, whatever it is. That isn't the part for everyone. There are hundreds of alternative paths that are legal where a person can become successful. And you are meant to be here on this earth to fulfill your purpose. And it's up to you to find out what that is. Right. That brings me to the end of the podcast. So remember to subscribe to the podcast. You can be first to know when something comes out, anything to do with entrepreneurship and the digital marketing world. You can leave a review, please, of the podcast using your favorite podcast listener, whether it be iTunes or Spotify. I really, really appreciate if you can leave a review. In case you missed it, I did cover some previous podcasts about entrepreneurship and entrepreneurship, and take advantage of my former podcast on Pinterest marketing, Pinterest SEO tips, etc. If you're a startup company or already in small business and you're looking to outsource some of your tasks because you're absolutely swamped, you can check out the link in the show notes where you can hire a virtual assistant to help you complete such tasks. Tasks around social media marketing, blogging, keyword research, and Pinterest account management. And you can also take advantage of the virtual assistant packages that are available there. Would you like to pick my brain for 15 minutes? If yes, check out the show notes. I left a link in the show notes there so you can have access to my calendar. You can book 15 minutes of my time and I can discuss with you any areas like blogging, digital marketing, podcasting, or Pinterest account management. That's it for now, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.